What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since about the past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest of the Car. To shine good. I'm at all the stars. I feel them all the hits. The LLV. This is the LLV. Majima's Radio.
Welcome, welcome to another beautiful and wonderful episode of The Extended Cut this week. Listen, I know you can hear that the vibes. The vibes are a bit shaky today, but we're still bringing you all of that goodness here on The Extended Cut. This is Madiba's Radio, where we choose to connect, inform, and engage. And I'm not alone. I won't be engaging with alone here in studio. I'll be engaging with my one and only partner in crime on this show, Ethel Madonda. How are you feeling today? It is a bit gloomy outside, but we're not going to let that gloom the mood today.
Definitely, definitely not. I mean, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I mean, even though like everything is a little bit chill today,
you know,
we still got a whole show packed for you, so hope you enjoy it.
Amen to that. Can I get an amen from the church?
Amen!
Yes. But you know, sometimes you might have to kind of simmer down, kind of lay low. It is like we're reaching the peak of test season, exam season, so it's getting to us. But yeah, like we said, we do have a jam-packed show. My name is Imam Koteka. I don't think I actually introduced myself, but first up today, we've got our top 10. But what are some of the songs that you've been listening to this week?
I've been so hooked on Olivia Dean's new album. All her songs, specifically Loud, I'm forgetting the other name.
Yeah.
It's just give me a moment. Specifically Loud, Let Alone the One You Love.
Yeah.
Man I Need, of course, because
totally
standard procedure.
Do you know, I always love it when a random artist, or maybe it's not a random artist to everyone else, because there are those artists that have been putting out music.
Yes,
we're only now discovering them.
True.
And they go big, and their music is actually great. Because I didn't know about Olivia Dean before this.
Guilty
In fact,
charged.
Months ago, I didn't know about Olivia Dean. Until I heard Man I Need, and I was like, this,
I need.
Listen. There's another one that I love, Lady. It's on the previous album. Oh, she's good. She's good, and I love it.
She spits bar for bar.
I think why so many people are so drawn to her is that she makes feel-good music. I think it's been a long time or a long while since we've had artists that just make feel-good music. Mm-hmm. Not just pop music, but feel-good music.
Yeah.
You think of like your Justin Timberlake, I got this feeling inside my bone. You had your Pharrell Williams, you had your Bruno Mars, you had all of those good, and granted they were pop songs, but it's really nice to have some sort of R&B feel good slash pop music. So yeah, Olivia Dean, 100%.
Yeah, so I've definitely, and I think like a lot of her music is so relatable, you know, like sometimes you don't want to listen to a song and listen to lyrics and be like, okay, what's that?
What's going on?
What is she talking about? What is he talking about? I think a lot of the things that she speaks about in her music, like, you'd be like, well, damn, girl.
Okay.
I hear you.
I get this one.
I hear you. Okay. You know, that kind of thing. So, definitely been hooked on your end, man.
I can't specifically tell you what I've been listening to, but I will pick out an artist that I listened to this morning. Mm. I went back to some good Georgia Smith archives, and I was just like, this girl, come back, man.
Smith archive that I will always, a hill that I'm always willing to die on, the one.
Oh, yes. Woo. But you know what? I hate it when songs get popular on TikTok. Because I'm just like, this was me and George's moment. Like, this was our song.
And then it's been taken away from me.
Everyone's putting it on every single vlog, video, trend, challenge. But the one for sure, Teenage Fantasy, Addicted, Home, Burn, Falling or Flying, all of those songs. So I was listening to all of that. Been listening to Tando Zide. Been listening to, Division for some DVSN. They're coming to South Africa in December, which is super cool. Yes.
Ah.
Actually, South Africa has been been blessed with so many artists.
Yeah, there was this one. Yeah, like it's been mad.
There was this one girl who posted that she's seen Summer Walker, she's seen Gunna, she's seen
Travis Scott.
She's seen I forgot the lady. Yes.
Dying my pain with
yes. Lauryn Hill. She's seen Jesse Riaz, and everyone was just like, girl, tell us if you're doing some form of corruption. Come,
because
tell us.
Because how?
And she's like, now I'm going to see DVSN. And she was so keen on seeing Doja Cat. But we all know that that whole entire organization with Hey Neighbor fell flat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've been blessed with so many artists. But one thing that's been making the rounds is apparently, very, very much apparently, very much allegedly, yeah. Drake will be coming to South Africa. But nothing has been confirmed. And I don't want to get my hopes up because I know a lot of people in the comment section are like, does Drake know he's coming?
Like, come on now.
We've been saying that Drake is coming. Oh, but I think one thing, if Drake were to come to South Africa, I won't even lie, I'm gonna try my hardest to purchase a ticket.
Granted.
A Drake experience would be crazy. I know the tickets will probably be expensive.
It's very expensive.
But also, there's always resellers at the end of the day. There's always going to be someone who's going to resell the ticket at the end of the day. Like, they always sell out in the first 5 minutes, exactly. And then they resell them.
But then majority of those cases, the people that then resell, because they know that the tickets are now out of stock.
Yeah.
It's like they double the price.
But some don't.
Really?
Some actually, I think some were saying that for the Travis Scott concert, some tickets were going for 200. Imagine.
Ah.
Exactly.
200 what?
200 rand.
What?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm
200 rand.
Do you know there were so many people who, even for the Springboks this year, a lot of those tickets sold out fast. And then on the day, yes, some people double it, but some people were able to walk in free. I think it was the one in Cape Town. They were like, at some point, they just opened the gates and people just went through.
Wow.
Imagine you paid thousands.
Now, someone is just walking through. Someone is just like, all right, I took my chance and I got it.
And honestly, I feel like that's how concerts go. So I would love to, because I know, I wouldn't mind spending, because I know I'd get an experience. It wouldn't be like going to an artist and then they'd just sit down. Mm-hmm. And also, the chances of me ever seeing Drake, other than like maybe later in life when I got my big girl money and I moved to America, or maybe I moved to America and I fly to America or wherever, UK, wherever, you know, wherever he's playing. And I'm, it's like very slim.
Where? I don't know. Where am I gonna see him?
Yeah. So if he's right here at home, I wouldn't mind spending. But let's move on right on to our top 10 this week. It kind of does look a little different this week, so I am happy about that. Mm-hmm. But our top 10 starting us off on number 10, we got Shella. Now that's Shella by Sam Deep, Near Pearl, Muthle, and Mano. Oh, I don't know how I feel about that song. Like, sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it. I don't know why. I'm so biased about it.
It has its moments.
It has
if
its moments.
If it catches
for
you
sure.
at the right time.
Exactly.
You definitely enjoy it. You
exactly.
definitely enjoy it.
And moving on to number 8, Ethel. Oh, number 9, rather. On number 9, we've got Golden with Hunter X. A really good song. Comes from the K-pop genre. A good one on our top 8 and top 10. Why do I keep saying top 8? Clearly, I just want greatness today. I am cutting out. The best of the best. I want the best of the best, okay? But
as
moving
you
on.
As you should. Moving on number 8, we of course have Luto by DJ Jovan. Let me tell you, if there's one thing, me and my girls, they play this song, it's done.
Please.
It's over.
In fact, don't look for
it's
us.
It's over.
We are somewhere having fun. Don't look for us.
It is over. It's game over. Because best believe, if you spot us,
don't look for us. Yeah. Because wow.
Hey, it's our Luta.
I love you generally. So, hey, guys, I have to say, like, I'm opposed our top. And this is why I said top eight, because this is our number eight in our list. I want goodness, nothing but goodness, okay? I have to say, so I've been going through something this semester where I'm just like, I literally need to spend as much time with my friends because I'm going through that phase in my life, or we're all going through that phase in our lives where it's like, this is the most you're going to spend
literally
with each other until, like, obviously we're all now settled. Mm-hmm. Now we can easily be like, girl, I'm in your city. Let's meet up. This is what's happening. Because my girls are graduating next year. I still got another year of school, which is great. And I'm just like, if the girls didn't come outside, I'm like, I'm there. I'm doing anything to just spend as much time with them. Because life, guys, life. Like, we grow as friends and we grow wherever we are in, like, in our phases and seasons in life. So I have to say, like, I've had an amazing and blessed semester too. It's been great, okay? I think my content tells the stories. Because I've just been going out with all my girls, whether we're having games days, whether we're going out for just pizza, or it's cake, or and coffee, or it's just chilling,
study dates.
Or just study days that turn into chill sessions. These days, whatever.
I would never go to study dates with mine.
Oh, please, ma'am.
I will never.
Oh, please, because I wrote my book. No, actually, let me defend myself.
I need to, the worst person to
I need to defend myself.
Because how do you pack bags, laptops, chargers, adapters?
I love how she's changing the narrative here.
At the cafe and be like, we are going, well, we were hungry, so we're like, we want to grab a bite. And then it's now bite after bite after bite.
Let me tell you the truth.
And like a coffee there.
My tablet was out. My books were out. And this girl was like, and then when I'm gonna eat first. And I'm like, hey, bro, like, we can eat and study. She's like, no, let's first eat. How can we eat? Then after eating, she's like, no, let's get another, like, beverage, like something to drink. I'm like, okay, sure. She's like, we having conversations. We're even moving tables. Hey, but in all of that, I caught the flu. Not like at the, what is this? Not at the coffee date. The coffee date was prior, but like all the gallivanting, I'd like to call it, student life. Yay, caught the flu. I'm better now. This week was bad. Ethel couldn't even hear me. Like, I could not speak at some point. Mm. It was really bad. My throat was in pain. It was like I had this like burning sensation. My ears were ringing, but I'm better now and I'm glad like it's kind of cooled off just before test day. So yeah, top eight, definitely eight, okay? In our seasons, in our semester two, our Gorilla Nights.
And then of course, moving on, our number seven, we've got On The Floor by Sir Tro.
Have you seen this one trending on TikTok?
Which one?
I'm about to, On The Floor.
Oh! Hey.
On The Floor. Hey.
The way I see myself doing these TikTok dances in my head.
But I never do them. For sure.
And then when I try to relate to them.
Hey. Totally a great one. I definitely need to practice more of these challenges because it's a little shaky. It's looking a little shaky. And on number six, we've got?
On number six, we've got Mama by Zinqumalo.
Ooh, listen, this song. I'm so glad they finally released this song because, whoa. December's going to be fire.
I think the chat was like, if everyone is just releasing such bangers, like such December music now, when we get to December, like, What's going to happen? I get you.
But also moving on to our top five for the week, and the none other trio. We know we always hyping up this trio, Mawu, GLC, J Took Tela, and Jazz World with Bengicela. And of course, on number four, we got Uvalo by Jazz World, Took Tela, Babalo M, and Dlala Tixin. And this is your top five and top four. Right, moving on to our top three for the week. We've got and on number three we've got Makumba, and of course we'll release our top number one for this week, which I'm actually shocked. I was a bit shocked, I won't lie. I won't even lie, but hey man, some good songs that have been released just before December, as Ethel has been saying. And of course, with Makumba.
So it was Loiso was having a concert, right?
Which Loiso?
Loiso.
Are you serious? Yes. Where was I?
During one of his, like, during his set, in between, he did like an acoustic version of Makumba. Oh.
Oh, I need to play that.
I need to play that.
And of course, number one, hitting our top 10 this week, Ratolaka by Shebi Shirts. I can't lie, I don't know that one, but it seems like a really good spin. Mm-hmm. But that is our top 10 this week. And we hope you guys enjoy it. Add some songs to your playlist. Have fun with it for sure. But of course, that's not the only thing we've got for you this week. We also do have some album releases. Do you pre-save these on your Spotify or your Apple Music or whatever streaming platforms you use to get all that feel-goodness music? Mm-hmm. We got Kitty Kamalo with The Rebirth, which will be dropping on the 31st of October. That's in a week's time. Yay. And then we've got, I think two weeks time. Mm-hmm. On the 23rd of October, which will be next week, we've got Chaos by Miguel. Mm-hmm. And okay, you can take it away with...
And straight after Miguel releasing Chaos, on the next day, which is on the 24th of October, we've got Luiso releasing Never Thought I Could. And listen, my alarm shall be set.
Alarm set, pre-save everything.
On this man's album.
Did you know he actually dropped his label? He's independent now.
Yes.
That was so interesting for me. I was like, what?
Yes. Wow. I was also like, wow.
I'm excited to see what he will do now that he is independent. And how much growth there will be. Mm-hmm. Will we hear a different sound?
Yeah.
Will he be going more global?
Yes.
Because he is pretty international.
Yes.
That we can't even lie.
Yes.
He's got a good reach even in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually keen on seeing that one.
True. And then again next week on the 22nd of October, we've got Durban Gogo releasing her EP, The Godmother.
Interesting. I haven't really seen much of her this year, so I'd be really keen to hear some good DJ mixes that we can listen to. But okay, moving on to whose name is on the street. South Africa's Grammy hopefuls is Chava, CC, Oscar Mbo, and others make the voting list. Now, several South Africans have received international recognition, with their works being considered for the upcoming Grammy Awards, marking a milestone moment for the country's music on the global stage. Now, we know people like Tyler have definitely been carrying it, and Uncle Waffles themselves. Mm-hmm. We also know Black Coffee. Yeah. We also know, Zex Bantwini, have really marked their name on the Grammy streets. Mm-hmm. So next year for the Grammys, we have among those who are honored is Java, Oscar, Sisi, Abavuki, and Heavy K, a collective showcase of South Africa's rich musical identity across Afro soul, R&B, gospel, and indigenous fusion. And I love this for us. I think people need to really learn more about South African music.
That is true.
For it to be appreciated, all different genres of South African music. Because I think when people hear South African music, they just think Amapiano, whereas there's a whole lot more. We got some really good gospel music, really good Afro house, Afro soul, R&B music. So yeah, that's really, really great to see. Also, Sjava, known as Jabulani Hatebe, has been considered the best global music album category for Inkanyezi Live, known for blending Afro soul, maskandi, and traditional elements. And he's also built his legacy rooted in storytelling and cultural reflection. He's also been featured on Black Panther soundtracks. And yeah, so he addresses many themes such as love, struggle, and identity in his music. Mm. So yeah, I think that'll be a keen one if they win, guys. In fact, when they win,
speak in,
because we are winners
in belief. We believe, we are believers.
No DNA, just RSA. Okay, no DNA, just RSA. That's how we move.
I love that. And then we've got Mbo, of course, and who has been considered in the best African music performance category for his track Vuka alongside Jazz World and Tukutela, guys.
What did we say?
But of course, a leading figure in an Afro house and three step, and has built a global following through projects such as Defenders of House, For the Groovers, and My Story. Vuka, which in translation means wake up, delivers a message of renewal and momentum.
Oh, I love this. I need the Grammys to take us seriously. One that I'm excited about is Sisi, who has also received many awards across multiple categories, including Best R&B Album for Busisiwe 2.0 and the Best Gospel Performance or Song for Amen and the Album of the Year. So it's basically just a thank you to everyone who gave their time to this masterpiece, she said, acknowledging the collaborative efforts behind the album. So I'm keen to see that one. Of course, the 68th annual Grammys will take place on the 1st of February next year in 2026. It will be in America. And you still get to vote. The nominees will be announced on Friday, 7th of November. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Recording Academy's voting members will now determine which submissions advance to the official nomination. So South Africa, these considerations represent ongoing growth in a global stage and homegrown talent. It's really big. It's really, really big. Like we said, no DNA, just RSA. And talking about no DNA, just RSI. Firstly, our rugby is number one in the world. Cricket, number one in the world. Bafana, bafana, see ya in America next year.
Boo, 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 boo. I laughed yesterday. Did you see the countries we were grouped
yes.
with?
Yes. You're right. Hey.
Yeah, ne?
Guys, at least we qualified. At the end of the day, we qualified.
That's important.
They were so wrong, though, for grouping us with them.
You put they it with knew France,
Argentina.
France? Spain? Forget Argentina. Oh, yeah, Argentina, but France? Ish. Spain?
Guys, we're one of those people who's just like, at least we made it. All the other African countries can be like, oh, but you guys didn't even get to. We're like, we made it.
Did you make it?
Did you?
Where did you start?
Exactly. Because we're going to the World Cup. At the end of the day, we are going to the World Cup. America, America.
Here we come.
This is me hitchhiking. America, America. I am going.
Best believe that first and last match we're going to have, everyone is going to be out.
and we'll be outside screaming and cheering regardless of the results.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. I don't think we will even care what the result is going to be.
Because
we'll be like, we are celebrating. This is our form of celebration.
As long as we make it. I saw that group. I was like, they did this intentionally. There's no ways. There is no ways. But of course, moving on to convo for the day, a win for the girlies. I must say this is a win for the girlies. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
If y'all take this another way. Whoa. Sometimes you don't even need to enter the lottery.
Yeah.
just get married to the wrong person. In fact, no, to the right person.
That is so dark.
To the wrong right person.
That is so dark.
Like black coffee.
She's not my friend, guys.
She's not mine.
She's not my friend.
This is just work. We're friends outside. Otherwise, we're just colleagues. Yeah. You had it coming, girl. If you were to win the greatest paycheck from a divorce or lottery or completion, what would you spend it on?
Yo, I am investing. The very next day, yeah. I'm investing in getting that bag.
Do you know what's sad about this whole thing is that she fought. Oh, she fought. I can't even hate on her. She fought because, firstly, and this is not allegedly, he cheated in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There were two kids from two different women.
Yes.
And she mentioned this in an interview, and she was just like, she had to leave because she
already had her own kids.
And she was like, at that point, you don't love me.
You don't love me.
And you're capable of killing me. Two different women.
And a marriage. And kids outside.
You see? And one thing she always spoke about is that, like, he would also make her not accept certain roles. So she was staying at home, losing out on certain jobs and certain roles. And I love it when a woman comes back to herself and claims back her spark and really decenters herself from such situation and loves herself more than the situation that she was in. And what's sad about this whole thing is that, like I said, she had to fight. She went to court. She fought on social media, fought against all the negative comments and the rumors that were going around that she also cheated and all she wanted was 100K per month to take care of her kids. And he was just like, no, can't do that. Also, the South African men on social media were just like, she's asking for too much. She's working. But you know what the law says, sometimes God works on your side. She won her divorce case, securing a settlement of approximately 500 million. Oh, I'd stop working. I'd stop everything.
I'm sure, like, in his sleep, he's like, okay, by the way, this is allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly. She won. It's not allegedly. She won 500 million rand.
Yeah, but, like, I think in his head, he's like, I think I should have just taken that 100.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? It shows, and I don't know what happens in their marriage or what happened in their marriage. We don't know the specifics. We'll never know what went down exactly. But it shows that to her, when she was asking for that 100K, she knew that was like pennies to him. And she was asking for the least. Imagine the court was able to ask him to pay out 500 million.
No,
that's half of these assets because they were in community property. Half of his assets.
500 million.
500 million is a lot.
500 million.
100K, 500 million. She knew it was peanuts to him. And yet he still fought it. I think for me, it still goes back to the whole stance of like, this man hated her. The fact that you could do such to her and then also cheat her this way and also tarnish her name on social media and act like a victim on social media says a lot. Because if I come and ask you 1,000 rand, knowing that you probably get 50,000 rand, I just asked for 1,000 rand. I know that's peanuts to you. Let's say you get 50,000 rand per week. I know that's peanuts to you, and I'm asking for 1,000 rand.
1,000 rand, yeah, true.
And you say, I could never give you 1,000 rand. I already give you 500 rand a week.
Absolutely.
So we love it when the court is on. I think not even just on the woman's side, when it's on the right side of the ball.
Yeah.
Because it could have been a man on in the same position, but when it's on the right side.
In the sense that sometimes I feel women don't. You get like. With, like, for example, in this case where she's been dragged.
Yes.
She's gone through a lot. Sometimes by the time you get to court, you're so drained.
Exactly.
You are so drained. And then you just reach that point where you're like, you know what? For some people, where they're like, it's fine. I don't even have the mental capacity anymore to able to come into court and still fight you again with everything
exactly.
else that you have me going through outside of court.
I think she even made a video years back where she was just like, she'll just let the court papers, the court work, do its own justice, do its own work. She was tired of fighting at that point. She had moved on from it. Because obviously people go through different stages of grief. Because I remember when she was spiraling out on socials and she was fighting in front of the court and at some point she was not paying for the electricity bills and she was posting that, hey, me and my kids don't have electricity, and people were just like, hey girl, okay, like stop with the theatrics now, come on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad, it's really 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 sad, but hey man, I'm so happy for her personally. I am happy, plus one for the ladies, guys.
True. So that was our convo of the day. But you never told me if you won the lottery, if you won some divorce.
What would I spend it on?
God forbid you get divorced.
All right, God forbid.
God forbid you get divorced.
My husband. My husband.
What would you do? What's the first thing you do with that money?
I'd travel. Actually, no. If I won the lottery, are we talking about lottery now or divorce? Are we saying divorce or lottery or competition?
Regardless.
The thing is, I don't want lottery money. Lottery money gets taxed, like harshly taxed. So, competition, I also don't know. Is it really mine? Because there's too many T's and C's
applied
in competition. Next minute they say, oh, you won R1 million. But then you don't read the part where it says, a share of R1 million. Now you're only getting like R25,000. Let's take the divorce money because I know it's mine most. It'll also probably get taxed, but it won't be as crazy. So if I get that money, I have to first sit down. I probably have to go to, a secluded getaway, and I need to sit down and plan how I'm gonna use this money. And I'm like,
you're reminding me of, I was watching this TikTok video yesterday. You know how people are just pranking their families with AI. Things like that these days. So this girl, she pranks her mom, a bag of money, US dollars, sends it to the mom. She's like, mom, I just picked this bag up in the street.
Yeah.
So she sends the mom a picture and a voice note like, mom, I just picked this bag in the street. What should I do? And I saw all this money. I took it with me home, but I don't know, should I take it back? No one was in the street. No one saw me. So now the mom is like, what's going on? So now she's like, no. I don't know what WhatsApp is doing. You know when sometimes WhatsApp says, waiting for this message. She says that to the mom. And then she asks the mom, please send a voice note. The mom was at a friend's house. Where the mom and the friend are like, don't even tell anybody.
I wouldn't.
Now that's not the worst part of the story. The mom's friend is like, remember last week when I told you?
No way.
Remember last week when I told you that that uncle was like, your child is going to receive some form of money. Something is going to happen. And they went on sending voice notes after voice notes.
Mind you, this is fake.
This is fake. And now they are saying, so it was true. The prophecy was true. La, 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 la. Then the daughter says, hey, mom, it's just a prank.
Oh. She must have been so heartbroken. She must have been
just
so heartbroken.
Like, how can you do something like
that? Oh, Yini.
How can you do something like
that? Yeah, no. Personally, for me, I think I really would take time to think. I'd sit down. 500 million. That's not 50 million. 500. That's half a billion. I'd sit like for a second at a coffee shop or a private getaway.
And let it sink in.
Then I'm thinking, where do I invest this money?
Exactly.
Then I just go, and now, because this money must come back.
Must multiply. Exactly.
So then I look at places where I'm going to invest. I don't even need to make a company. Guys, I'm done working. I'm done working. And then there will be signs, but my signs won't be loud. I'm not going to scream loud money. It must scream wealth. I'm not going to move into a mansion. I'm going to move into a good-ish house. Like, the wealth must accumulate over the years. People must see, like, oh, okay.
There's growth.
There's growth, you know.
There's growth.
I won't get a brand new car if my car is still fine.
Yeah.
Get myself some good. I will travel. I'll experience, like, this minute. But weren't you in Dubai? Gisele Mauritius. Weren't you in UK? Gisele. I'm everywhere. What else? Yeah, I think you'd see it in the way I dress, the way I move about. I'm relaxed. I'd quit school. I'd quit everything.
You see, I feel like I'd be more calm.
Yeah.
Definitely. My mind would not run at 70Ks and whatever. Like, it would just be serenity. And I feel like I'd only
tell a few people. It would have to be like my mom and brother, and that's that. Mm. Don't go telling everyone. And then I give them here's your 2 million. Actually, 500 million is a lot. Here's your 10 million. Mm. Here's your 10 million. Leave me alone.
Don't look for me.
Definitely, leave me alone. Then I say, Ethel, get dressed. Wait, show me. Get dressed.
Pack a bag.
But my husband and kids, bring them with.
I'm the mom.
But my husband and kids, bring them with.
My child's got a piano lesson tomorrow.
Bring the piano.
My son's got a soccer match tomorrow. What am I supposed to do? Like, I'm supposed to...
We'll buy the team.
I have meetings.
Quit.
No, but I manifest that. When you give me that call, I'm already in a position where I'm like, yes, girl,
let's go.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Let's go.
But I wouldn't want it to be divorce money. I'd be so hurt.
No, definitely not.
It mustn't be divorce money. I don't know. I don't want it to be lottery money because lottery money just gets too taxed. But then again, okay, let's say it's lottery money after tax.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes.
Okay.
But I don't think I'd also spend it on every single person because have you watched?
I blew it.
I feel like
sometimes that's why I'm saying, like, the first point of action for me would be to invest that money. And I would want to sit for some time, months probably, to see, okay, these investments that I've made, how are they helping me?
Yeah.
Before I start gallivanting, I actually want to see, okay, the investments that I've made, are they accumulating more money for me?
Totally.
Am I making a loss? If I'm making a loss, what can I change?
Yeah.
If I'm not making money at all, what can I change? What changes can I make? Before I start relaxing and be like, okay, I've invested, let me now focus on other things in life. Check and see. Before you start saying, okay, let me go to Greece, let me go to Thailand, let me go to the UAE, let me... Check and see if the money, because you come back from Thailand and you'll be like,
gone. There's nothing. I don't want to be an eye blower, Sana. So I definitely think I'd do that. I'd go that route. But okay, wrapping it up, what's in my bag? So how it works is that you need to show us and describe 5 items from your bag.
I'm supposed to guess it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have.
Why not? But you need to show me.
No, I can't show you the thing because you'll know.
No.
You're supposed
to guess them.
No. Why?
I'm going to ask you why you have those in your bag.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not like guess what's in my bag. It's what's in my bag.
Okay, so this is in my bag.
Okay, what is that?
These are my pods.
Okay, why do you have your pods?
Because I walk to campus and every morning, especially like in the mornings, I love listening to gospel music. So it just gives me time to like have a moment with God, have a chat in the morning and just have a little bit of worship. And then as I'm leaving campus, go into my Olivia Dean.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And be that girl. So yeah, that's why I have my pod.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
What is in your bag?
And then this is what's in my bag.
Okay. always, okay, can I have some food? What is that? Describe, Moss.
Okay, so this is hand cream. Mm-hmm. And I've got hand cream in my bag because as a girly, you go to the bathroom, your hands get dry. Yeah. Or generally speaking, you just be doing a lot of things and your hands get dry. So,
and it works, guys.
You obviously, it's working really well. You obviously need some hand lotion, right? And then I've got this.
Okay, lip gloss, lip
I've
gloss.
I've got some lip gloss. Of course, girlies, no chapped lips. Our lips always have to be moisturized, looking plump and scrumptious.
Mm-hmm.
Then, how many things so far? Three.
That's three. And no, then, that's four. No, that's three. Yeah. I was counting yourself.
And then, of course, I have got my student card.
Why do you need that?
I actually don't need to be carrying it all over the place, to be honest. Because the only place I'd really use it is in the library. And I hate studying in the library. But usually, like, for tests and things like that, that's when
I'd
use my student card. And then I've got a rosary because I am, like, Catholic. My family's Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So I always carry a rosary with me everywhere I go. And this was actually my grandma, so it's very sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many things is this?
That's five.
Five. Yeah. What's in your bag?
I've got... I've got slides.
Why do you have slides in your bag?
Because I'm going to go study at the labs, and I like to be comfortable when I go study.
Okay.
I have headphones.
Why?
So that I can listen to music. I'm a musicaholic.
I pray for this child's husband. She can, yeah.
I probably won't be able.
Yo, by the time.
I can,
yo. Well, she can now.
Yeah, by the time I reach 60, guys, it'll be chai. Actually, 40. I have a textbook because I'm writing a test soon.
Mm-hmm.
And how many things are those? Three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a... These are all school books. Oh, I've got chargers because I need to charge my devices.
Okay.
I've got an apple
because
I just want to eat something nice. So that was an apple.
An apple, slides, chargers, slides,
headphones.
Headphones.
And textbook.
And textbook. That's
right. My bag's a bit boring.
I mean, I gave you all the exciting stuff in my bag.
Wow. Wow. Because there's nothing.
I could have shown you my laptop and my pencil case.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I don't have.
There's nothing exciting in this bag. I'm here to be a student. Oh, but shame. I think one thing I do want to talk about on this podcast, talking about music and wearing headphones, because I usually wear headphones everywhere. Ooh, the sad events that have taken place in Summer Strand. Literally, I called you just before I left home because I was just like, oh, I wanted us to walk to campus together to come and do the show. Hey, guys, I don't feel safe. I was so paranoid walking because there's this shortcut that we take on campus. And I turned around.
Why are you talking about this?
What? No, but like there's a shortcut. How do they know that? How do they? They don't even know how the shortcut looks.
This
could be the ocean science shortcut.
Top secret information. You are busy coming here exposing the shortcut.
I'm sorry, eh?
But anyways, yeah, it's very scary. And like I was saying, that house is right next door to where I used to stay.
Yeah,
so.
Literally, that's what I said.
I was
saying this to another friend of ours, and I was like, she literally stayed across the street.
Literally. I don't know.
But I find that so scary,
is it 156 or 153?
Okay, we don't need some details, okay, ma'am.
Okay.
But yeah.
But still, regardless. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, Kanti, where I used to stay, guys.
The gate was
always open.
I was having a conversation with another friend because I was like, it was always
no
open.
No lock.
It's still always open.
The only form of protection I had was my door.
Imagine.
Literally.
But it's scary because literally even when I was passing that our not-so-shortcut, I turned around until I saw someone. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, let me walk past. Because I almost, like, walked past, like, moved past our shortcut. And I was like, actually, no. I actually don't feel okay. And when you don't feel, like, when you feel something's off, rather go back. So I went back and then I saw someone and I was like, okay, let me leave. I feel like I'm more paranoid now. Like, it's actually scary being a student around Summer Strand.
It's insane.
And there's been another house break-in.
I saw on Sasipo's status.
Yeah.
Oh,
guys. So, yeah, guys,
please be safe. Walk in groups if you can. I know it can be challenging at times with different schedules and everything, but try walking groups as much as you can. If you don't have to walk, please don't walk. Yeah, just try to be vigilant. And like she was saying, because she was speaking in respect to the headphones, wear your AirPods, wear your headphones,
No, but even those, like, if you have your headphones on, just switch off the music for that moment or take them off. Because they also attract robbers, because they're going to know, she's got headphones, she's got a cell phone. So try not
And we're an easy target. Yeah. I mean, every student is going to walk around with a satchel or a tote bag. So we're very easy to spot, to be like, hey, that's a student. High chances of that student having a laptop. High chances of that student having a phone, having chargers, having headphones, having all sorts of gadgets. Safe. So please stay safe. Please stay
safe. Do good. Walk in groups.
Please stay safe. And we need to pray for our community.
Amen. Please do. So that's how we're wrapping up our show this week, Extended Cut. Remember, it is Madiba's Radio, where we choose to inform, connect, and engage with you. And I'm definitely not alone on this show. I got my girl Ethel, and it is Iman. This is how we're signing it out on the Extended Cut. Bye.
Bye.
The best youth station.